the story of Arthur Brisbane. Arthur Brisbane is the very, very wealthy, very talented journalist before the turn of the century, multimillionaire, worked for William Randolph Hearst. He came to Allaire Village in 1907. By that time, the youngest son, Hal, had passed away in 1901, and the village was in danger of, as well as all of Mr. Allaire's property, of being sold. Arthur Brisbane fell in love with the property, purchased between 1907 and 1912 10,000 acres of the Allaire estate for $125,000. He opened up a Boy Scout camp here. He also, during the Depression, invited people who had lost their homes to live in the empty buildings there, as well as his workers. He also, during the New Deal under Roosevelt, who was good friends with Arthur Brisbane, he had the WPA and CCC camps here, invited troops from World War I to come and do all their training out in the fields here. He was the most widely read journalist of his time. He made an average of about $260,000 a year. He built a mansion across Allaire Road, a wealthy man's estate. Of all the places he lived in, he loved living here the best, and he chose to retire here. In 1936, Christmas, he became very ill, and he wrote constantly, Arthur Brisbane, every day. And 1936, he had retired here with his wife Phoebe, and their children were here, but he became ill and he had to go back to his house in New York. Christmas Day, he's writing his Christmas editorial. He was so ill, his son Seward had to finish it for him. That night, Arthur Brisbane passes away. In his will, it was his intention to leave property to the people of the state of New Jersey. He had been in contact with the Allaire family all through the years, and he valued the property and the history. And in 1941, Phoebe starts handing over land. By 1945, it becomes a state park, and that's how Arthur Brisbane saved Allaire Village.